A person can keep a gratitude journal and still feel spiritually lost. A person can name three good things every day and still wonder, does God see me? A person can practice positive thinking and still carry guilt, shame, grief, or fear of death. This is why Christian gratitude discernment ministry must be more than technique. Techniques can be helpful. A gratitude list may help someone notice overlooked gifts. A reflection question may slow down anxious thoughts. A group conversation may help someone feel less alone, but technique cannot save. Technique cannot forgive sin. Technique cannot raise the dead. Technique cannot give the Holy Spirit. Technique cannot place a person's story inside the eternal hope of Jesus Christ. The gospel gives what gratitude practice alone cannot. The gospel tells us that God created life as gift. The gospel tells us that sin and death are real, not imaginary. The gospel tells us that Jesus Christ entered human suffering, died for sinners, rose from the dead, and is making all things new. The gospel tells us that gratitude is not merely a wellness habit, it is a response to grace. Ephesians 2:8-10 says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, that no one would boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works." That changes gratitude. We are not thankful because life is always easy. We are thankful because grace is real. We are not thankful because every wound is healed today. We are thankful because Christ is risen and resurrection hope is coming. We are not thankful to perform spirituality. We are thankful because we have received mercy. Ministry sciences may observe that gratitude supports resilience, hope, and relational awareness. That is valuable. But Christian ministry must offer more than resilience. It points to redemption. So when you lead someone in Christian gratitude discernment, you are not merely asking, what are three good things? You may ask, where do you see God's mercy? What pain needs to be named honestly? What promise of Christ can you hold today? What next faithful step is possible? What hope remains because Jesus is risen? What helps? Connect gratitude to grace, not performance. What harms? Turning gratitude into another burden people must carry. The gospel makes gratitude a gift, not a mask, not a rule, not a spiritual performance, a gift received from the God whose loving kindness endures forever.